D'accord.
Moi, je parle un petit peu de français.
Ah, mais... on parle français alors.
Non.
Un petit peu.
If it's too complicated, quand c'est trop compliqué, je ne comprends pas. Moi, je pense que c'était plus bien dans l'anglais. Comme tu veux.
You're right. Did you teach French at school?
No, I learned.
Oh, you learned.
Okay. I didn't teach French.
Oh, did you? Yes. Okay. At school?
Yes, high school.
High school. Okay.
And j'habite à Toulon pour deux mois.
Per year?
15 ans.
Ah, okay.
16 ans.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Pour un exchange.
Yes. Perfect. Yeah. Okay. That's why you have a good rest, as we say.
A good rest.
Yes, good rest.
Accent.
In French, we say de bon rest. You know. I would say simple sentences,
ouais.
But it's better to communicate with these sentences. It's enough to communicate.
That's a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, so it's okay.
I try.
And I'm in the same case.
No, your English is great.
Oh, perfect.
Better we stick with English.
Oh, yes, you can say.
hello.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
So, I think that we will start with a serious question in order to know you better, your group, and etc. And then funny questions.
D'accord. Comme tu veux.
And then we will speak with the actuality of the activity of the of your group.
D'accord.
The CDs and etc.
D'accord.
Okay. Hop. C'est bon, t'arriveras à couper le son du.
Qu'est-ce que les noms de cette radio?
Ethnic FM, yes.
Ethnic FM, ok, cool. I like Ethnic FM, it sounds good, but how do I say en français le numéro. Le nombre.
103.2. Yeah.
103.2.
it will be nice if you can say.
Bien sûr. Avez-vous pièce de papier blanc?
Eh bien, bonsoir, chers auditeurs d'Ethnic FM. Nous sommes en compagnie du chanteur de Firewater qui est passé ce soir donc au Rock'n Poche. Nous recevons donc Todd A.
Bonsoir.
Ah, il parle français, c'est parfait.
Comment t'appelles-tu?
Je m'appelle Bobby.
Bobby, enchanté.
Enchanté, moi aussi. Nice to meet you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Donc on va donc apprendre un petit peu, un peu plus de ce groupe Firewater qui a vraiment mis le feu et le show ce soir. Donc on va poser certaines questions donc à Todd et puis on va essayer de connaître un peu plus leur actualité. So Todd, thank you for being here with us.
Yeah, thanks for having us play.
Great show. It was a very great show.
We're very glad you enjoyed it.
Alors donc oui, je vais parler anglais. Donc pour toutes les personnes qui ont un anglais meilleur que le mien et qui entendraient des erreurs, je tiens déjà à m'excuser au niveau des erreurs tout d'abord.
Et puis pour les autres, tant pis.
Et puis pour les autres, tant pis, ils avaient qu'à apprendre avant. Donc voilà. So, Todd, could you tell us how you know Rock'n Poche?
I didn't know it before tonight.
Yeah, and it was I would say a good
experience.
Yes,
very much so. Next time I hope we can come back and play a bit later at night, because the sun wasn't even down, the sun was still out and people were still a bit, we were the first band on,
yeah,
so we had to try and get them going.
It's better, yeah, it's
warm
difficult.
Warm them up and loosen them up, so I guess that was our job and I hope we did that well.
No, but it was great, it was very, very great.
Next time we'd like to come back and play at midnight or 1 in the morning when people are loose and ready to... You know, let go.
Yeah, it was very. And you didn't know the region With Geneva, with
I know Geneva. We played Geneva many times, but we've never played this festival. And no, I hadn't heard of it before. But it's a great festival, and there seem to be some great bands playing. So we're happy to be part of that.
Okay, perfect. So I will ask you some funny questions. Called Rapido Quiz.
I'll try to give you funny answers.
Okay, so as you may know, in Rapido Quiz, it means that it is a quiz, so questions,
yeah.
And you have to have a quick answers.
I'll do my best.
Okay, so two jobs you have made.
Two jobs I've had?
Yeah.
In my life?
Yeah.
Truck driver and copy shop boy.
Okay. Two films you will watch ever and ever.
Films that I will watch forever and ever?
Yeah.
The Godfather and Apocalypse Now.
Okay, Apocalypse Now, okay. Two places where you lived?
There's been many, but New York and
best.
And now Indonesia.
Okay.
New York City and Indonesia.
Okay. Your first thing in afternoon?
The first thing I think of
in the morning, excuse me. When you wake up?
Eggs and bacon.
Are you shame or extroverted?
Am I like an introvert or extrovert?
Yeah.
I would say, like most artists and musicians, I'm a combination of both.
Yes. When you sing in face of 2,000 people,
I'm very introverted in private and extroverted, I guess, when I'm on stage.
Okay. Do you believe in God?
Who?
In God.
I've heard of him. Or her.
Okay. Your birthday?
November 30th.
Okay. Do you have an idol?
I don't believe in idols.
Oh, yeah?
No, I have quite a few idols, actually. Most of them are writers. Charles Bukowski. I don't know. There are many. Tom Waits.
Okay. I don't know. Your peel default.
I don't know what that means.
You're perfect. As me.
Oh, what is my biggest fault?
Yeah.
There's too many to count, really. I guess a control freak sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you drink before sleeping?
Water or beer.
Yeah. Okay. Did you ever cried for someone?
If I cried for someone.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So you are a human. It's a question in order to know if you are a human or an an ET.
The biggest time I cried was during 9/11, when I was living near the World Trade Center, and I saw people jumping out of the buildings, and it was on fire.
Okay.
And for a long time after that, whenever I would talk about that experience, I would start to cry.
Oh yeah.
As well. So now I don't do it anymore, but
it was
quite a strong memory.
Okay.
Wait, this was supposed to be funny.
No, it's okay. When you have 1 minute, what do you do?
1 minute. Read the newspaper.
Okay. Do you cook often?
I cook with my girlfriend. Yeah, I don't cook for myself, but it's nice to cook for someone else.
Yeah, of course. And do you know French famous
cuisine?
Yeah.
I like Mediterranean cuisine. So the northern French I don't like so much, but near the Mediterranean I like all of that.
Okay, perfect. What is your most dream? What is your
biggest dream, biggest aspiration?
Yes.
the peace of the world.
No, I mean, yes, that would be wonderful, but for me personally, to keep doing what I'm doing, to be able to
live as single.
Yeah, to be able to keep traveling, meeting people, playing music, and never have to stop, never have to settle down and compromise.
Okay,
to keep going.
Okay. Tea or coffee?
Coffee.
Your worst dream?
Worst nightmare.
Yeah.
George W. Bush elected for a third term as president.
Yes, okay. Okay. Your worst
Haunte?
Yes.
I don't know what that is.
Okay. No, never mind. The most compliment you receive? The best compliment you receive? You received?
I don't receive a lot of compliments, so it's a tough one. I don't know. Sometimes I get letters from people, and they say that our music helps them get through a difficult time in their life, and that always makes me feel continuing doing music.
Yeah, yeah.
If I feel like our music has affected someone in a positive way,
yeah,
that's always a huge compliment and a real inspiration.
Yeah, and it's, of course, when I heard your music, it's very funny music. We would like to dance with you, and your colleagues in the scene were amazing when they danced, and yes, it was very good. You communicate with your public. It was
I hope so. We try to make a connection.
Yeah.
Oh. Sometimes it's difficult with these big metal barriers in front of the crowd, but we try to make a connection.
Yeah. And as you said, it's difficult when you are the first group to have it. But yeah, okay. If you were someone else,
who would I be?
Yeah.
I'd be somebody else.
Yes, but who?
Who would I like to be?
The American president?
The current president, I think he's doing a great job, and I don't think I could do better than him. So, I don't know. I'm pretty happy with who I am at the moment.
Yeah? Okay.
I don't think I would switch.
Okay.
I mean, I paid the money. It's like you go to a film. You pay the money to get in.
Yeah.
You want to stay and see the end. You know, no matter how terrible the movie is, you want to see the end of the film. So I'm going to stay with. Stick with me.
Okay. And did you meet someone who changed your life? Who changed your life?
A few people.
Yeah.
Teachers mostly. Had a couple of good teachers.
Yeah.
An art teacher, an English teacher.
Yeah.
And. Other than that, no.
Okay. And a word you use very often?
Shit. Fuck.
Fuck. Oh. Okay. I would say your beautiful, the beautiful word in French you like.
Sorry.
The beautiful word.
My most favorite French word?
Yeah.
Poisson.
Poisson. Okay. Amazing, but okay.
It sounds nice. Actually, everything in French sounds nice.
And
everything in German sounds horrible.
It's a cliché.
I'll prove it to you. Do you know what butterfly is in German?
No.
The word for butterfly?
No.
Schmetterling! Isn't it a lovely language, German? No,
yes.
I really prefer French over German.
Okay, we have the same.
And if there's anyone from Germany listening, I apologize, but learn French. It sounds so much nicer.
Yes, we think the same thing in France, but
I had a friend who she was French, and in order to discipline her dog, whenever her dog was being bad, she would scream at it in nonsense German. So she would, you know, scream Schmetterling, or you know, Kartoffelsalat.
In circus,
I heard that a lot of lion domters use
German.
German, yeah.
Of course.
It's amazing. Never mind. So, thank you very much, Todd, for your questions. So, we'll... You can smoke, no problem. We are free here. It's a very small place in France where we you can do everything.
Fantastic, anarchy!
Yeah.
I love it. I've never heard this station, Ethnic FM, but Ethnic. I trust you. It's good.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, it's a free word.
I'm happy to be here on Ethnic FM.
Thank you very much. So, if you like, we will speak with your group, Firewater. Yeah. So, what is the actuality of your group? Do you re-record a new album? Or
we are just finishing up a month and a half of touring. We have done festivals all of this summer, and we played between 25 and 30 festivals this summer.
Okay. So everywhere in the world?
Yeah, only in Europe.
Only in Europe.
So all around Europe, and this is our second to last show. We have one more show in Holland tomorrow Netherlands. And then I'm producing a record by some friends of mine called Fili di Madre Ignota. They're an Italian band, very cool.
Okay.
And then we start work on the new Firewater record.
Okay.
And which will start in Tel Aviv in Israel.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm going to travel from Afghanistan to Iran, Turkey, to Greece, and wind up back in Israel. And the idea behind the record is the music is not so political, but the idea is that people from countries that don't get along, the governments don't get along, the musicians can play together. So we'll have Palestinians and Israelis playing together. We'll have Iranians and Americans playing together. We'll have Greek Cypriots and Turkish Cypriots playing together, Greeks and Albanians, and et cetera,
yeah.
So that, you know, there'll be... musicians kind of reaching across borders and being able to kind of make a statement that governments don't always know what's best for their citizens.
Yeah.
And,
politicians will we'd better heard singers or performance because when they decided to use laws or someone, they didn't think about the people and
So I learned this on the last making the last record, The Golden Hour. I was in Pakistan and I thought, okay, these people are gonna fucking hate me because I'm an American.
Yeah,
they're not gonna like me at all. And I found out that they really, you know, I hated my government. They hated their government. They were living in this sort of autocracy where it was very class oriented, and the people at the top, the rich people, had all the power, and the poor people had nothing, and very much like my country.
Yeah.
So I found that we had much more in common than we had differences. So, and that really inspired me to
make a change. You create something between your public and you. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that. In general, people are much more alike than they are different. So, the next record is going to sort of celebrate that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you will make this trip in
January.
In January, okay.
Yeah. Okay. And then sometime late spring, the record will come out, and then we'll come back and play all of these fun festivals again.
Okay.
With a bunch of new songs and new energy and new ideas.
Okay. Did you spend... will you spend holidays?
My life is a holiday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'm always on holiday.
Okay, perfect.
When you're a musician, you don't work. You just play.
Okay. So I will change my job.
You should.
Okay. Okay. So maybe I think that it will be okay. I don't know if you have my colleagues of Astrophique. Yes, is it possible to tell us something in English or in French, in order
to say, I don't know, yes.
This is Todd A. from Firewater, and you're listening to Son 3.2. Sorry, I'll try that again. Hey, this is Todd A. from Firewater, and you're listening to Son 3.2, Ethnic FM.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect.
My radio voice.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
It was a pleasure.
Yeah?
Pleasure.
A bientôt, j'espère.
Oui, l'année prochaine.
Okay. Over and out. Ethnic FM.